The purpose of this record is to remove the long and tedious task of teaching a bird to speak its first few words. The first few words are the ones which require the major effort. After these are learned, others are learned much more quickly without the intensive effort. The second side of this record, then, is a vocal lesson for the bird, which you can play at times most convenient to you. This side, however, is a lesson in taming your bird. It is true that many birds will learn to talk even though they never become tame. But this is a terrible waste of pet potential. The warmth and affection of a tame pet bird is actually more important than a vocal education. Young birds are easily tamed in nearly all species of parrots. Baby minas are tamed by hand feeding before you ever get them, which means that your only task is to retain or to reclaim that tameness by friendly offerings of favored bits of fruits. The techniques most effectively used in training all parrot-like birds are basically the same, but of course they must vary because of the different sizes and personalities of the many members of the parrot family. Also, the larger birds with their intimidating beaks do give sound reason for caution. Now, caution does not mean excessive timidity or fear. These two emotions too often prevent many extremely fine pet potentials from developing into really excellent pets. In particular, macaws very often are friendly from the beginning and want to be tamed. Their size and huge beaks frighten away many would-be trainers who never realize how truly wonderful these birds can be. Training should start as soon as you get your new bird home. During this inactive period of adjustment to a new environment and new people, your bird will be far more receptive to training than if you wait for a few days while assuming command of his new domain.
The first step in training is to have the primary flight feathers clipped on one wing. Usually, the shop where you bought the bird will do this for you. If not, you can do it yourself. Most large birds already have one or both wings clipped. It perhaps would be wise, if this is not the case, to ask your pet shop to perform this service for you. If a third party does the wing clipping, this removes the possibility that the bird may become angry with you or afraid of you. Since clipping the wing feathers of larger birds does involve skill and experience with birds, this is the only other reason why it might be wiser if you seek professional help with this first step. It could also mean that you would not suffer a bite from a frightened bird, which could keep you from making further or clipping both wings instead of just one. This is all right. It's just a matter of personal preference. There are several wing clipping patterns and several options extolling the virtues of each. Some people do not like the unbalanced appearance which they feel a bird with one clipped wing gives. Others dislike the so-called altered appearance of a bird which has had its wings clipped, and they often think it is cruel to the bird. This is an unfortunate opinion which is not true. Birds with unclipped wings are much more difficult to tame, even though it can be done. The clipped feathers grow back in about 6 months. In many instances, it is wisest to clip the feathers when they grow out. Otherwise, the bird could fly into a window or injure or even kill itself. Another danger is that unguarded moment when the bird slips out the door.
A clipped wing right away brings the bird closer to you because he is now far more dependent upon your helping hand. If the wing is not clipped, the bird instinctively flies away at your approach or when you extend an outstretched hand. In trying to retrieve the bird from the highest spot in the room, the bird continues to try to escape. This only gives reason for the bird to fear your approach instead of welcoming your presence. This builds up a barrier between bird and owner that may take a long time and a lot of patience to overcome. You can, of course, try to tame your bird inside its cage in order to avoid clipping its wings, but the hand seems much larger to the bird when it invades its personal domain, which is just what the cage represents to the bird. So, by all means, have one wing clipped on your bird, two if you prefer. You can save a lot of time by doing this. If your bird has one wing clipped, it will, when it starts to fly, go in a curve instead of reaching its destination. Both wings clipped mean that the bird will reach its destination because it will be in a straight flight, but it works harder to reach it. As soon as the wing is clipped, the bird becomes more dependent upon you for assistance to get it off the floor, and this begins your training routine and greatly accelerates the task. The first few times, the bird will not understand this sudden inability to fly and will end up on the floor. Some will hit the floor with a sharp impact, so do not hold the bird higher than 3 or 4 feet above the floor, and let these first few times occur in a carpeted room to soften the landing.
The next step in the training process is getting the bird onto your fingers. This is most easily accomplished while the bird is on the floor after that first puzzling flight after wing clipping. The bird wants always to be on its own perch or as high as possible. At least in the beginning, the bird will not want to be on the floor, and so you rescue it. It is stranded, and your hand becomes a means of rescue as soon as it overcomes any fear by realizing that the hand is there to help. With small birds, surround the bird from below with outstretched fingers of both hands. Then, after the first few inevitable attempts to flee, the bird will step onto one or more of your fingers as you gently lift it upward away from the floor. Don't be concerned if the bird tries to escape a few times. With a little perseverance on your part, it will soon sit quietly on the fingers of your hand. As soon as this is accomplished, let the bird sit quietly on your finger for a while to become accustomed to this new association. Talk softly and reassuringly all the while. This will not only help dispel any fear that the bird might have, but it will also distract its attention from the fact that it is sitting on a movable finger rather than a solid perch. Do these very important initial steps several times in the first day if possible. Many birds become totally unafraid and more than halfway tamed within the first hour. In a short while, a slight nudge on the chest will cause the bird to step up onto a finger of your other hand. An essential point to remember in taming all birds is that they naturally step upward and a little forward, never backward or down. Once the bird sits willingly on your finger, this principle really goes into operation on any bird which you are trying to tame. The slight nudge on the chest with the finger of the other hand draws the bird's attention that there is another perch. You must nudge gently, just enough to tip the bird slightly off balance. A bird who has proceeded this far will automatically step up and forward to this new vantage point. For the next 15 minutes, just repeat this process of climbing forward and a little upward using the index fingers of each hand rather like the rungs of a ladder. Stop occasionally to allow the bird to become aware of the fact that it is actually associating with a human being who wants to be kind and friendly.
In taming large birds, regardless of size, even if you are working with a huge macaw or a big cockatoo, the basic procedure is the same. However, you should approach the bird with a little more caution because of its beak. Also, big birds are too large to try to surround them from underneath with outstretched fingers. But remember the principle of the bird's tendency to step up and forward. The big birds follow it too, even though you might have to maneuver them into a corner to get the desired response of stepping up onto your finger. It is quite possible that you may have a built-in fear of a big bird or one with a powerful beak. Caution is wise, and one very good way to overcome your fear and avert a bite is to use a perch instead of a finger. After a little protesting and attempted escape, the bird will step upon a perch, just as a small bird will get on your finger. You must hold the perch very steadily so the bird can gain confidence. You can maneuver the bird onto your fingers very easily. By talking softly and reassuringly, you divert the bird's attention from its perch. Gradually and gently, move your hands toward the center of the perch until the bird has no place else to stand except on your fingers. It will usually step onto your fingers without ever diverting its attention from those soft and gentle sounds coming from you. Your courage may have to be bolstered during this training period, but remember, the bird is experiencing the same situation while you are both becoming friends. After these initial contacts with your bird, each succeeding contact builds up the companionship between you and your bird. You should be consistent and frequent in this taming procedure, and sometimes you have to start right at the beginning, especially if you have let more than a day pass without repeating these direct contacts. No two birds tame in exactly the same manner, and the time will vary in developing a real friendship with your bird. In a very short time, however, just offering a friendly hand to your bird means that here is a friend who wants to give it companionship. The bird usually gladly steps up onto your friendly hand with no nudging on the chest required. And to bring this companionship about more quickly, offer it a bit of fruit when it steps up onto your hand.
We haven't talked much about minas on this record, except to mention that before you get your young mina, it has already been tamed. It may have lost that tameness as it progressed through the weaning stages, but you can follow these same principles in reclaiming lost taming. If, however, the bird is now beyond retaming in these simple procedures, the job becomes more time-consuming and requires a great amount of patience on your part. If this has happened, chances are that the older mina has also picked up some bad habits, such as shrieking, or it may go into a panic as you approach the cage. To overcome these problems, we suggest that you buy a copy of our book called Guide to Minas from your pet shop. Be sure to get the book with this exact title because it goes into great detail about taming and reclaiming, lost taming as well as breaking bad habits. A tame mina is also a delightful pet and companion.
There are some procedures which build up a resentment between bird and owner. The trainer rarely realizes that he or she is doing anything to build up subtle barriers, and so it might be helpful to spotlight some of these pitfalls. After the first step in training, the bird should no longer be subjected to any manhandling whatsoever. The bird quickly learns to resent being picked up bodily. If the trainer persists in such handling, the bird regards the trainer as an enemy. Its only recourse is to bite or to try and escape. Sometimes birds go into a panic to avoid this manhandling. Minas are particularly prone to this latter reaction. It is true that when complete accord and mutual trust is reached, many birds realize that being picked up bodily is not an insult.
Another deterrent to training is to be unsteady or overly timid around your bird. Parrots climb up by using their beaks as hands. An outstretched and open beak usually, but not always, means that the bird is reaching up to grasp the finger as a perch. In such cases, this is not a hostile action. To flinch and draw back when the bird is reaching that perch is very frustrating to the bird, and this actually teaches the parrot to bite. In order to reach that elusive perch, the bird may have to clamp down hard with its beak. As a result, the trainer becomes more timid and unsteady while the bird is assuming the dominant role in the relationship, if indeed the relationship does continue. A parrot bite can be painful because the beaks are powerful, but biting is an acquired habit and is easily prevented by the proper approach from the beginning. Of course, if your bird was too old to start training when you received it, you may have to teach it not to bite. We have found that this can be accomplished in a gentle, manner with great effectiveness. Facing the bird, extend your hand with the index finger as a logical finger for the bird to step onto. If the bird decides to bite, quickly twist your wrist instead of pulling your hand away. This simple movement pulls your index finger out of reach and gently chucks the bird under the chin, which startles and distracts the bird a bit. It proves your courage and deters the bird from this hostile action. Of course, you must be quick about it, and yet you must not do this if the bird is not planning to bite you. Admittedly, it takes a bit of experience to know the individual characteristic of your bird. You will soon come to know its moods and to react accordingly. There are times when you should not handle even the tamest of birds. It just might not be in the mood for companionship. Personalities do develop sometimes in strange ways. Some birds develop great fondnesses for men only, while others prefer women only. Most learn to love everyone, but a few become possessively jealous. They develop intense fondness for just one person, and in a protective characteristic, become hostile to anyone who would intrude.
One other very important fact: never punish your bird. Punishment is one of the worst possible things you could ever do to a friendship between bird and human. To become further acquainted with all the potentials of your pet, as well as to learn the easiest necessary care and feeding of your pet parrot, your pet shop has two books on members of the parrot family which we wrote. Their titles are Parrots and Parrots and Related Birds. Both of these, as well as Guide to Minas, goes into great detail on all that you need to know. You will also learn a lot of other facts which will prove interesting and additionally helpful.
Now, to teach your bird to talk, read the instructions on the jacket and start with side 2 of this record.